Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Morning Coffee with Flavor. Come on in, sit down, relax, enjoy a virtual cup of coffee with me, some great indie music, and you never know what I'm going to talk about because I never plan it out. But the doors are open to Flavor's Lounge, and I invite you to come on in. Let's do this now.
It's a feeling, a rhythm deep inside. I glanced your way, no longer could I hide. Feel the beat of my heart, save me this dance. I'll follow your lead, attracted to you, just like her.
Record in the street and you gon' buy this. You should try like a bag and you running with the lions. Looking like a rain cloud dripping with the blindness. You already let your legacy never dying. You should try this life.
High and long, cockpit. Throwing Nikes from an airplane, drop kick. On your tiny head, I do not fit. Like a toupee in the wind. Yeah, don't try to box me in. When I wrote this, it sticks like I used an epoxy pen. I'ma write these bars like I'm trying to put paper in the pen.
Wait, oh, you're writing so hard, you're scratching the paper into the pen. Got it.
Oh, damn! This goes out to everybody here moving in silence. If it turns to gold when you touch it, you're a Midas. You gon' hear this record in the street and you gon' buy this. You should try this style. Yeah. If you got your bag and you running with the lions, looking like a rain cloud dripping with the blinders. You already let your legacy never die. Yeah, you should try this.
Look, now y'all know I'm mad humble, so on and so on. Beauty turn to the beast, that's the only mode that I go on. Far from getting canceled, but damn it, I'ma show off. Think you know me, but only read the prologue. Yo, I got the ball, but it ain't no game. No playbook, just wordplay. When you put a match with another match, what do you get? A big ass flame. Show than a TP, make it bang. And we so hot, cocaine. Wanna know what? It's how we made. Don't complain.
This goes out to everybody here moving in silence. If it turns to gold when you touch it, you're a Midas. You gon' hear this record in the street and you gon' buy this. You should try this fly. If you got your bag and you running with the lions, looking like a rain cloud dripping with the blindness. You already left your legacy never dying. You should try this fly.
Good morning and welcome to Morning Coffee with Flava. Come on in. The doors are open and I would love to spend the next couple of hours up with you. I've got some thoughts to share. I've been drinking my cowboy coffee. And as you can hear, I've been playing some great independent music for you. I hope that you're doing well. Shoot, the temperatures here in Vegas are kind of coming down, which I'm very, very grateful for. But in this first set, as I opened up today, I played Brian Christopher with Thankful, Rhonda Thomas, Honey to a Bee, Ole Silk with Easy Does It, Alan Stone with Unaware, and my baby boy, Sheldon Butler with Try This Flash. Anyway, I hope you are doing well. This is where I come every Saturday. Life has gotten in the way a bit, and I'm just have to be okay with it, you know. I try really hard to be consistent, you know, and one of the things that is the priority in my life is my job. And so I'm always there early. I handle my business with my nurses and my CNAs and the doctors and case managers and therapists and all of that. But sometimes it is extremely draining and I come home and just say, oh, I wish I wasn't an empath. I mean, there's blessings to being an empath and there are definitely downfalls. But had another reminder this week that life is very, very precious. I witnessed a patient pass away and not like one of those situations where the patient, you know, just went to sleep. Pretty much that's what happened, but they tried to revive her. And that process was something I want to get out of my head because it wasn't a pleasant experience for me, but it's life. And I do appreciate that fact. I do appreciate the different reminders that God places in our path to make us much more aware of how short life is, how precious it is. And the thing is that what's really mindful for me, and you will definitely hear me talk about this a lot, it's really important that we take care of ourselves, mind, body, and spirit. When all three of those factors come into play and you're doing it right, you're a very healthy person. When the things are off in all three areas, one or two, whatever, it throws it all off, you know. And that's one thing that I definitely, definitely have learned in my life down here in Vegas, that I'm the one responsible, no matter what factors that have come before me, no matter what people have crossed my path, I'm the one who's responsible for how I'll let it affect me, whether it's good, whether it's negative, you know. And, you know, during the pandemic, I've chosen to just really, really get into myself. You know, I've experienced a really bad relationship here in Vegas. I'll just keep it real, a bad relationship. And it took a toll on me. It affected me in being Lady Flava. It affected me in all aspects of my life. And now that I've stepped away from it, that's what I call a dark cloud is lifted. Now that I've stepped away from it, I'm healing. I feel so much better, you know, and I'm starting to really, really recognize the things that I allowed to fall apart for myself, within myself. But I have the tools. The blessing is I have the tools to know what I need to do to get to a place of being the healthiest, the best person that I could be. So when I saw this woman, you know, in the process of people and machines trying to bring her back to life, and it did not work, it just said, you know what, you got to do better. I heard a motivational talk this past week, and it's not the first time I've heard this said, but for some reason, it just really, really hit me. And it's like, if you want something different, you want something better, the bottom line is it's up to us to change that. We have to make changes. And what does that look like? And when you want something and something is a priority, you go full force to get what you want, right? And so to me, I need to be healthy. I'm no young chick. I embrace being in my 60s, but I need to be healthy. And working in a hospital environment and seeing people who are not healthy, that is, you know, an eye-opener. It really, really is. And it's one of the things that my coworkers and I talk about. It's one of the things that the people that are closest to me, we talk about. And the thing is that we have the capability to make changes in our lives, in my life, you know. So that's kind of where my mind is today. And, you know, you get to hear the process of my life, what I experience as being Lady Flava, what I experience as being Susan on my job. And it's just part of the process, right? Sometimes I think about who's allowed to be vulnerable in front of others, you know? And so many times it looks like when somebody in the mainstream spotlight decides to open up and share, we're like, yay, oh, thank you, you know? But the bottom line is we all experience life, right? And we should be able to feel safe in telling our story. So thank you for allowing me this opportunity to share this journey with you. I want to just speak on a young man. The last song that I played, Sheldon Butler, with his piece, Try This. It's a brand new piece by him, and I was so excited to get it. He's a young man from Seattle, Washington, where I am from. I met him right before he left Seattle to move to California. I've been watching him for years, you know, and I remember sitting in his farewell concert in Renton, Washington, and just watching him. You know, he's so multi-talented. And the blessing is his daddy played keyboards while during this concert. And since then, his daddy has passed away. You know, so that is a very wonderful memory for me. But Sheldon Butler is an amazing talent, just almost like an old soul in a young body. And, you know, he can play the acoustic guitar. He's a singer-songwriter. You know, now he's an actor. He's a photographer. He's just doing a lot of good, good things, you know, and I'm so excited for him. And in my own way, I'm very proud of him. But when he sent me his new track, and I responded. He was like, you make me feel like a badass. And I was like, you know, baby boy, you just don't know. You make me feel very, very proud to support you and to just know you. And that's the blessings of who I am, is that God has placed me in the path of some amazing, amazing, talented artists. And I'm grateful. I'm so very, very grateful for the opportunity. And sometimes a Sheldon Butler crosses my path and helps remind me of why I do what I do. It sucks being an empath. Let me tell you, it does. And I don't like it when I have to shut down and just take care of my spirit, but I just have to do that. And hopefully I can work through things faster. And I am working through things faster, but I just have to be okay with what I have to do. And I think that's something that I want to express to you too, for yourself. Just be okay with what you have to do to take care of you. And it doesn't matter what other people think, as long as you know it's something you need, but also recognize that once you kind of go through that and accept it, it's okay to let it go. It's okay to just say, okay, I experienced it. This is what it was, and it's over. And that's what I'm getting better at for doing for my own self, is just saying, it's over, and I'm good, you know. So I want to get back into playing some more music. You know what? I actually like this song. It was sent to me, and I actually like it. This is Diana Ross with her piece, If the World Would Just Dance.
Yeah. world just did. So much better if the world just did. We will be better if the world just did.
Sparing your eyes. When
right. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Morning Coffee with Flava. In this last set, I played Diana Ross with If the World Just Dance, going into Jay Treese with Starlight, Tears for Fears with their brand new piece, The Tipping Point, FKA Jazz, another new piece called Meet Me Halfway, then Emmis and G Fields, Give It Away. I hope you're doing well this Saturday. I am actually doing fabulous. Had a rough, rough week, but you know what? It ended pretty well. And I think a lot of that has to do with I've been really working on myself and how I react and respond and how long I hold on to the intensity of things. And so I'm getting better and better, you know. And I'm working through this process of being an empath in Las Vegas and the type of work that I'm involved in at the hospital. And you know what? I think we just all need to be really, really aware of ourselves and how life affects us and what we can do differently to make it go smoother. I just really, really learned during this pandemic that I am in much more control of my world and my body, mind, and spirit than I ever really, really gave myself credit for. And some things that I allowed to just really, really affect me, I didn't have to give it so much power, or it's okay to walk away when it just does not feel right. So, you know, just think about that in your own world. One way that we can get through a lot of things in our life, or even, you know, not even just getting through, but just experiencing life, is music. And that's why I do come here. And this is why I've been doing internet radio since 2009. I love the amazing independent music that comes my way that allows me the opportunity to share with you here in Las Vegas, where I live, to back home in Seattle, Washington, across the United States and around the globe. This is a blessing. This is an honor to be able to have this opportunity. And I always need to remind that. You know, to myself and to others, you know, the mainstream media has the money to put behind, you know, who they want us to experience. But there is so much more out there than what's in the mainstream spotlight. I'm going to say the beautiful thing is that there is a lot out there that you can explore and, you know, go through. The bad thing is like, the way the internet is, people of all walks of life can create, and some of them just don't do it well. Or some of them, let me keep it real, should not be doing it at all, you know. But trust me, when you connect with the right people, then all of a sudden, you know, more and more of the best unknowns will come your way. And that's how I feel about who I am and what I do. And I'm grateful. I'm very, very grateful. So let me jump into playing some more music. I want to find a piece that I want to play for you because it means a lot to me. And I'm trying to see where I actually... what I actually listed it under so that I can play it for you. I hope that I can find it. Sometimes God just, you know, puts things in, you know, in your life where you experience something that you weren't expecting, but it's just so, so phenomenal. You've heard me talk about it, especially I think it was last week on my radio show. I had the opportunity to join some people at the Westgate Hotel Resort down here in Las Vegas. JC Cage from Black Stacks, who is my friend, my colleague, my business partner, my family, opened up this opportunity for me to be a part of, in a small way, and to witness the Recover Out Loud I Heart concert that was filmed live at the Westgate International Theater. Macklemore, who is from Seattle, Washington, who was not only nationally known but globally known as an independent rapper, was the headliner. There were some other really interesting, eclectic music that was heard and experienced, which I definitely appreciated. But there is an organization in Seattle, Washington that is called The Residency, and it is an opportunity for young people who are interested in hip-hop and music to come and be mentored, to be taught, to be given guidance in how to put their music together, how to perform, lyrical content, cadence, all of that, and get into a studio and record and just have great, great opportunities. And I was blessed to meet three of them, Vic Deggs, Lexi, and Melina, and they were amazing. Soon you'll be able to hear the interviews that I did with them before the concert. I'm proud to know them now. I'm proud to be able to, as time goes by, share their flavor with you. But I want to give you a piece of what they did live at the Recover Out Loud iHeartRadio concert as they opened up for Macklemore. This piece is written and produced and performed by them, and it's called Vices.
How you guys doing?
Yeah!
Yeah. Yeah. Drunk master, stumbling hazard, falling backwards, and every stomach got affected faster. Efficiency, right to verse and stanza. Pick your poison or pick your cancer. A dark place, gotta raise the standard. Tiptoeing around the party with a thought he was ballerina dancing down. Dark looking and dark skin, I had to keep the bottle, don't get offended. Don't spend the bottle, we ain't giving kisses. She finds wine, but they ain't getting tipped. When you're divine, gotta know your limits. Hard to focus with blurry vision. Outside only color vision, not eyesight, only come from sipping. As of lately, I could be tripping. As of lately, been acting different. Feel like he's up in the ignition. All this drive, you know I'm with it. Moving fast without permission. Joyride, knock in my feelings.
Both ways, don't hold.
Yo, rest.
I said I'm up late. Again, all day, no rest. I got these vices weighing on my mind. I got these vices running out of time. I got these vices weighing on my mind. I got these vices. I got these vices. Got these vices.
Ooh.
Somebody stepping out tonight. Let me invite the girl that I would like to be right by my side. And we're here, so let's party. When the DJ keeps playing your song, hey, and these feelings don't hide it. Let's both lose control and let everybody know.
You came here with me, so come a little closer, baby. I gave the DJ records to play. Let's hit the
time.
Don't waste your time.
Don't waste your time.
You're hanging out with Lady Flava on Morning Coffee with Flava. This is where I have some virtual coffee with you, play some great independent music, and talk about a topic or two. In this last set, I played some of my very, very favorite new up-and-coming independent artists. I'm just listing them as the residency. This piece is called Vices. This is my live recording of them at the iHeartRadio Recover Out Loud concert that was filmed and recorded on September 27th down here in Las Vegas, Nevada at the Westgate International Theater. And I'm so very, very proud of them, Vic Daggs, Lexi, and Melina. Stay tuned because soon you will be able to experience my interview with the three of them, and they warmed my soul, they inspired me, and just to be around young energy, excited young talents that just really, really have such an amazing future ahead of them if this is the direction they keep going on. So I'm just really grateful for that opportunity to be there. After that, I played Marcus Mercado with Running, My Family Black Stacks with In It to Win, Daquan Julius with Let's Dance, and then my girl Promise Marks with Don't Waste No Time. I hope you're digging the sounds that I'm playing because I trust and believe I'm digging playing them for you. I've been over here just kind of grooving and moving in my seat as I listen to this music. If you follow me, I'm very much into health and wellness. And when you see me, you may not realize it, but it is a journey that I've been on for a long time. And so, you know, trying to understand and learn my body, my metabolism and all of that. But one of the biggest things that I do is every morning I do a 30-minute exercise video. Recently, I'm starting to incorporate an evening exercise routine. I know that it's up to me to get my health in order, and that does mean being physically fit to the best of my ability at my age, you know. And so listening to some of this music, I'm just getting some of my groove on, my exercise movements, you know. Maybe one day I'll do a podcast so you can actually see what I look like and what I'm doing during the radio show. But right now I'm really cool with not going that direction. But I'm over here grooving. I hope that you are too. There's some amazing, amazing independent artists out there, you know, and I've met them from right here in Las Vegas to across the United States, and blessed to play music from all over the world. And that's what I do. And sometimes I just need that little reminder. And, you know, coming to do this show today reminds me of the blessings that have come my direction. So I hope that you're experiencing the musical flavor of these amazing independent artists that I'm playing for you today. I'm going to play a little bit more before the show is over. And what direction do I want to go? You know what? I'm going to play a piece by Tracy Cruz. And this is called You Love Everything.
The very first day that we met was a moment I couldn't forget. It was so special to me. When I looked into your eyes, the connection was divine. Felt like I knew you for a lifetime. Wanna get to know you, wanna love and adore you. Become a synchronized, while our minds become a